This is Warrior Sound, online radio streaming 24-7 at warriors.com/sound and the official team app via the radio button on the top right corner of the home screen. Now, a listen in to a conversation led by Warriors radio play-by-play announcer Tim Roy from his show Beyond the Arc.
Here's the setup from R.C. Davis.
New Warrior Jonas Jerebko, he's an interesting guy. We all know he's from Sweden. Used to play for the Jazz and the Pistons and the Celtics. And, of course, he hit that game winner against his former team, the Jazz, last month. Tim Roy sat down with the forward on a recent road trip.
Jerebko to throw it in. Curry up top with Durant. Klay Thompson the far left corner. Draymond near side by the paint. Jerebko played for the Jazz last year. Holds it, waits, looking, throws to Durant. Durant down to 4 seconds with three. Pull up in the paint. Jumper no good. Tip by Jerebko. Got it! He got it at the horn! Jerebko came back. He tipped it in. He tipped it in.
I'm going to do whatever it takes. And, you know, if they give me an open shot, I'm going to knock it down.
What's more satisfying? You mentioned ball screener, Scott. I got to ask you. What's more satisfying, getting a loose ball or setting a nice, legal, nasty back pick?
Oh, you mean like the back pick where I got called for a foul there the other day?
Yeah, the one that when you didn't move on?
Yeah, exactly. You know, setting a real good screen and getting one of our shooters open, is it's a good feeling, you know. Obviously, you don't want to injure the other team or the player, but you know, when you set a good screen and they can't get to their spot, and my guy Clay, Steph, KD, whoever it might be, is just wide open for a good jump shot, that's a good feeling. But at the same time, you know, diving for a loose ball and getting that extra possession is awesome too. So I mean, it's the little things that really matter and you know, add up in the end.
How much of a factor is timing on a screen? Because I'll see a young guard and they're going to go high screen and roll, but the young guard maybe goes too early and the screener gets caught running into the defender. How important is timing in that situation, and how long does it take to where you and the guard get to read each other and set each other up?
Yeah, I'm getting better and better on that, on reading, you know, who we got on our team and knowing what they want to do. So it's very important that they obviously don't start running until I get there, because if they do, I got to stop early, and then it's easier for the defender to kind of work around it. So it's important, and I think we're getting there. It's eye contact, and it's time on the court together and practice and stuff like that. So we're getting there.
With a listen in to Beyond the Arc, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound, the voice of Dub Nation.